The Astros can clinch the AL West with a win over the Mariners on Sunday and have Justin Verlander on the mound. And in the fifth inning, he would dazzle.
Swing and a miss. He gets Alonso for the second time. Verlander up to six strikeouts in the game. And he gets him. Verlander has struck out three in a row. And that's seven strikeouts in the game. Oh, third strike on the corner. Throws him with a fastball for strikeout number eight. Verlander strikes out the side. Runner on the move, swing and a miss. The throw is a little wide and into center field. And we're going to get interference at home plate. Heredia is out at second base, inning over. Strikeout and interference to end the inning. Verlander has 10 strikeouts for the fourth time this year. And the Astros lead heading to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Oh, this ball's hit high in the air. He just got under it. Is it deep enough? Gamble all the way to the wall. And this ball is gone! George Springer has hit a home run. His 32nd of the year. And the Astros add to their lead. It's 5-1. That was in the air a long time. You weren't sure if it had enough juice. But Springer leaves the yard for the 32nd time this year. Into center field, Correa bidding, Heredia back, Carlos Correa! He has gone yard to straightaway center field, and the Astros piling on, it's now 7-1. Correa's first home run since coming back from the DL.
That's as big of a smile as we've seen for a while from Carlos.
In the air. Who wants it? Correa. And for the first time in 16 years, the Astros are division champs. First division title in the American League. Seventh overall in Houston Astros franchise history. Jose Altuve, a division champion, and the possibility of an MVP season all in the same year.
The Houston Astros are 2017 AL West Division champions following a 7-1 victory over the Mariners on Sunday. And after the game, here is a very happy A.J. Hinch.
Clinch it at home in front of our home fans. Really special feeling for a really special group of guys. Would you expect anything less? I mean, the story is almost too good to be true. And, you know, we trade for him for this exact reason, to come up in big moments. He was locked in from the very beginning. Nobody better to have on the mound, and nobody better to celebrate with. You know, again, another guy that had to choose to be here. I just said thank you for what, you know, everything that this season was about, and also to stay focused for what's ahead. You know, we have a chance to have a really special run here. By clinching now, we can line things up. We still want to have the best record in the league, to have the number one seed. But I told him I was proud of him. Not everybody had to be here. There were people that had to choose to come here, either free agents or via trade, or the guys that had to go through the lean years here to celebrate the first division championship in a long time. It's pretty special. Every team is different. It's why I want these guys to soak up this opportunity. It's one of the best teams I've ever been a part of, and it's going to be different. It's the way the sport is. But we have a chance to keep a ton of guys together. These guys have developed a great chemistry in this clubhouse. The culture's right. It's the third winning season in a row for the guys that have been here. You know, things are good right now.
Justin Verlander wins again as an Astro, his 13th overall in the season, throwing seven innings of one-run ball, giving up just three hits, walking one and striking out 10. He's pitching to a .86 ERA as an Astro, but talks about the victory instead.
You can feel it. You know there's a little more at stake. It was a lot of fun to be out there. I mean, I don't know if you could ask for more for your home debut to be a chance to clinch the division. I mean, that's I don't know how often that's happened, but it felt pretty special. I took a minute out on the field to try to just take it in. I think that's what I've learned over the years. It happens so quickly, you can forget about it so quickly. And you know, I took a minute walking around the field just to kind of take it all in, look at the stadium, and here. Do a little bit better job taking it in, enjoying it. Just, you know, watching the guys, and my new friends, my new family. So this is what's all about.
George Springer added a solo home run, finishing 2-for-4. But he talks about the divisional crown.
Just look around. This is what you work for in spring training. You know, this is the first step, and it's a great feeling. You know, this team has matured a lot over the last 3-4 years, you know, and this has been a great ride. You know, I knew we had a good team in spring training. You know, a division capable team, and you know, we worked hard, we played hard, and it came true. But the job is, you know, job obviously isn't done yet. So we'll enjoy this one for a day or two, and then we'll be back to work. It's a complete team effort. You know, there isn't one guy who's above the rest here. You know, we're all pulling it in the same direction. The goal is obviously this, and it happened. And it's special to be a part of, and I'm so happy to be here.
The Astros have Monday off. Tuesday, they start a home series with the White Sox. Seattle has a day off before they return home to Safeco Field to face the Rangers.